Hey everybody, it's your girl Sin Stacks from blackroommedia.com. I'm back this week with a new video. We're going to get into everything that has been going on since last week, which is when I dropped my last episode. I touched up on the YSL trial. I spoke about sexual allegations against T.I. and his wife, Tiny Harris. I spoke a little bit about this and that and all that good shit. But yeah, so the last time that I spoke to you guys, since the last time, excuse me, like I said, a lot has happened. So I can't wait for us to start getting into it. I'm going to take a sip of my juice. No, it's not that. It's like grapefruit or something. And it's like really sour. Someone got me something to drink, basically. It's not what I asked for. I asked for orange, and they went and got me that, and I can't stand it, but because I'm so thirsty and I'm being lazy, this is why. I'm like, But anyways, we're going to get right into it. Like I said, a lot of stuff has happened. Let's talk about the Grammys. Let's talk about who the fuck is not going to be showing up to the Grammys. The person that's not going to be showing up to the Grammys this year, get the drums ready, it's gonna be Sean Diddy Combs. Yes, I know. Are we really surprised? Sean Diddy Combs. Diddy's not gonna be going to the Grammys because of the recent sexual allegations that have been made against him by numerous women dating back to, I don't know, 20 something years ago. But still, that is the reason why he will not be attending the Grammys this year. They were thinking about it. They were going back and forth and stuff like that. I guess they went and they had a meeting and voted that it's best that he doesn't show up because of what he recently has been accused of. Pretty, you know, sick stuff too. And when stuff like this happens to you, you know, to celebrities, a lot of people start to cut ties with them, right? We've seen it happen with Kanye and he wasn't even accused of SA. We've seen it happen with a lot of different people. So, yeah. Diddy will not be at the Grammys this year, 2024, and it's due to the recent allegations made against him. Do you guys really care? Do you? I don't know. He was going, by the way, because he was nominated for R&B album that he did, and that's why he was going to be there. He was nominated. So, yeah, I can't remember the name of the album. Swore that I had it down, but obviously I don't. Let's get into other shit that's happening though, because a lot, I want to get through, you know, a lot with you guys this week. Last week I was talking about the YSL trial that is actually still going on. Crazy. This week was really crazy, okay, with the YSL trial, because Mr. Stevens, Trontavious Stevens, also known as Tick, a former YSL member, he came back this week and he wasn't like playing with it. Last week he was all about the, I don't remember and all that. And you can tell prosecutors were very upset about, you know, upset with him because he cut a plea deal with prosecutors and the whole point is for you to speak. And, you know, all of a sudden, you know, he doesn't remember every, you know, he didn't remember anything. His memory was due to alcohol, was due to this, due to that. This week, I don't know what happened from last week. I think I have a funny feeling what happened. I think prosecutors went and told him, hey, do you remember the deal that we had? Yeah. So basically that means that you sit there on the stand and you give us a little bit more information and stop saying that you don't recall. Yeah, we need you to go ahead and do that. And that's exactly what he did, if not more. This week has been just so crazy. Mr. Stevens went and he took the stand. The prosecutors had him first before he was cross-examined by Young Thug's legal team. So the prosecutors went. They were going at him. They were asking him to decode signs, symbols that Young Thug was, you know, doing in certain photos, tattoos, what Mrs. Stevens' tattoo, like one of the bees, what it represents. They were implying, basically saying that it stands for blood. And he was saying, no, it was a nickname that was given to him, which was actually Boo. and the B was standing for boo. Now, that's what the prosecutor was trying to do, basically say all these signs and stuff like that are related to the Bloods, which is, you know, signs that Young Thug was putting up. And so trying to get him to admit to that, it was really crazy. Like, during, oh my God, it was just really crazy. LeBron James was brought up. Lil Uzi, Juice WRLD was brought up. LeBron James was brought up because of the slat sign with the finger going underneath the nose. A lot of young kids are doing this. If you have a son and he listens to hip hop, at least at one point in time, if you didn't catch him or in his bedroom, he was probably, you know what I'm saying, making the sign and then saying slat afterwards, saying slime. So, yeah, so that's what the prosecutors were doing. Like, look, you know, he's a Blood. These are signs that he's putting up, and so that means this and that and that. So anyways, when Mr. Stevens went, oh, they played Push and P during the trial. Yes, they did. They played Push and P, and the reason why they played that was because they wanted to show in the video the signs and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying, that Young Thug was putting up. And Mr. Stevens' tick came out and basically said that that's a P. He's like, you know, for pushing P and stuff like that. Not what, you know, it's not what prosecutors wanted to hear. They wanted to hear something else. Oh my God, my equipment is trying to kill me. But anyways, nothing can. So yeah, now when he got up there, like I said, the prosecution had him first before he was cross-examined by Young Thug's legal team, okay? Now, this gets even crazy. So, he went and he was cross-examined by someone by the name of Mr. Steele. Mr. Steele was, like, really ripping at Mr. Stevens. He really was. Ooh-hoo! If his feelings weren't hurt before, they were definitely hurt now. They really were hurt now because Mr. Steele, and that's his job, defending Young Thug, made him feel so, so little. He basically came out and said, oh, by the way, I didn't mention, when Mr. Stevens was on the stand, he, this week was crazy because he went and actually identified members of YSL and how prosecutors say a gang, a criminal gang, right? And he went and agreed, like, yeah, he sat there and this time he actually looked at them in their face as he identified them as being part of this, you know, gang that has committed so many crimes and stuff like that. As he was in the courtroom and they were sitting down, he went and he identified Young Thug's brother, Young Thug's nephew. He identified other members. He was sitting there. He was like, yeah, Yak, yeah, Young Thug, all this and that. So that was really crazy. This week, like I said, he didn't come to play around. He realized, oh, shit. You know what I'm saying? They told him something like, you need to fucking do more talking. And that's what the fuck he did. Shit was crazy. So now he goes and he gets cross-examined by Mr. Steele from Young Thug's defense team. And it starts to get crazy because, like I said, he fucking breaks him down. He makes him feel like really crap. He goes, at one point in time when you had nobody, wasn't Thug there for you, you know? And then he started showing pictures, I have to say, he started showing pictures and saying, this symbol right here doesn't mean this, doesn't mean that. Okay, so it doesn't mean basically what prosecutors are trying to say, that they're gang-related, whatever. And then he started bringing up how Young Thug was there for him in times when he had nobody. He was like, you know, and didn't he give you money and basically in large sums or whatever, and the sums that he did give it to him was in one shot to help him out. He says, oh, by the way, I do have to rewind. I have to rewind because I left something out that was very, very important. And that was the fact that when Mr. Stevens was testifying, he testified that he sold drugs and he was selling guns, allegedly for YSL. Okay? And when they asked him basically why and stuff like that, he was saying that the reason why he was doing it is so that YSL could be known for pushing and for having access to all these guns and stuff like that. So that was really crazy that he went and said that, incriminating members of YSL. That is really huge. So whoever probably said before, hey, he's not ratting, I don't know what more cooperating do, you know what I'm saying, does it take from somebody to get to that level, but that's what he did this week. Yeah, so that was really crazy. That was one of the things that happened where it was like, did he really fucking go and say that? Yes, he really said that. And then there's more. So Mr. Steele comes out and says, when Young Thug had, you know, when nobody was there for you, Young Thug was there for you. In fact, you know, when you were selling and stuff like that, when you got into trouble, didn't Young Thug go and kick you off a tour when he was on tour? And he said, yeah. He said, Mr. Steele said that Young Thug actually kicked Tick off his tour because he found out that he was doing a lot of shit, getting involved with police, doing all types of stuff. He also said, Mr. Steele said that Young Thug had actually tried to help him out in so many ways, tried to help Mr. Stevens out, but instead he didn't want to take the help. He says you wanted the quick route of selling, okay, and putting that out there. And he was like kind of agreeing with it, but not agreeing with it. He says, didn't he offer you a job to help people basically in the crew pick up their bags, set up equipment? And he said, yeah, but you know, Stevens was saying he didn't want to do that and stuff like that. So LeBron James got mentioned because of the sign, right? The finger under the nose and stuff like that. Juice WRLD, I said, was brought up. And also, Lil Uzi was brought up. Lil Uzi was brought up. It was really crazy. Lil Uzi was brought up. Oh, by the way, oh my God. How can I forget? Guys, before I go on, someone actually went and hacked the Zoom during the trial. Like, this was so fucking crazy. When I saw the video, I put it up on Black Room Media. Follow me on Instagram, _ Black Room Media. If you're not following me, I don't know what the hell you're waiting for. I definitely keep you guys sometimes more updated there on quick, small stories before I can put everything on the site. Someone went and hacked the Zoom. during the trial and was shouting, I think they were shouting mistrial, free thug retrial. They said it twice. Someone hacked into the Zoom meeting. I know they must have felt so excited after doing something like that. But yeah, that was like just such a fucking awkward moment when that happened. It's just been such a freak show. Such a freak show this week with this trial. Just really crazy. If you haven't seen the video, I went and I posted it up. But yeah. So Lil Uzi's diamond was brought up. Lil Uzi's diamond on his forehead, he implanted for the diamond was worth $24 million. That was brought up because they were trying to say that Young Thug had a hit on somebody, a bounty on somebody's head for $24 million because of a conversation that happened on Instagram between him and somebody else. But it was pointed out by Mr. Steele that that's not exactly what they were talking about. Yeah, Young Thug didn't have a bounty out on somebody for $24 million. Lil Uzi definitely wasn't part of that. And, you know, the media, bloggers and other people, they went and dragged that on. Especially because of subliminal message, one time a caption that Young Thug went and put up. No, in fact, it was a conversation about Lil Uzi's diamond. And just the fact that he went and did that, you know, it was Thugger and somebody else, and they were talking about that in the DMs on IG. And they were questioning, you know, whether his, you know, $24 million diamond was real. And, you know, it's a crazy, just crazy how he went and did it. And they couldn't believe it and stuff like that. It had nothing to do. They were making jokes about Lil Uzi's diamond ring. And so when Thugger went and said $24 million on somebody's head or whatever and made a statement like that, it had nothing to do with him putting a hit out on somebody. That was brought up. Really crazy. I'm going to leave it right here with this trial. I hope that I try to wrap it up as much as I can, guys, because we have a lot of other stuff to get into. Because, like I said, this shit was really crazy this week. Mr. Stevens did not play that. He remembered the deal that he had with the prosecutors, and he wasn't bullshitting when he came this week. Let's see what happens. What happens on January 22nd, because that's when trial is going to start up again. January 22nd. And guys, if you don't know, this trial is going to take about a year. Yeah, it's gonna take. So yeah, so that's basically that's gonna be really crazy. But we have other stuff that I want to get into. Yeah, so that was the YSL trial. Let's see. Wow, I don't know where to start. Let's start with Sexy Red, right? We don't talk. I don't talk about females that often. Sometimes everything is always on the males. On the males. Anyways, I don't know. Did you guys see Sexy Red's maternity photo shoot? Did you guys see it? Okay. I saw it. I saw it on social media. Oh, my ear was itching. I saw it on social media. To me, honestly, I think it could have been way better. You know, her style is her style, but I was looking at the photos. It looked like she had one leg. Her leg was folded up. I don't know who was the photographer, but the photographer should have told her, you know, to put her leg out because it looked like she was, you know, God forbid, it looked like she was an amputee or whatever like that. So she went and she put China. You know, I guess the theme, that's the theme that, you know, Sexy Red was going for during her maternity photo shoot. She went in October and told everyone that she was having a baby. Going on stage, popping it, locking it, still doing all that stuff with a big old belly, barefoot. But not in the kitchen on stage. Anyway, she went and she did this photo shoot. And the reason why she was causing some talk is because in the photo shoot, there was two photos where she was sitting down and her the baby's father was with her. And she wasn't showing the baby's father's face. She had it blurred and people were like, "What the fuck?" They started mentioning a rapper saying that this particular rapper was probably the father and stuff like that, and they were throwing names out there. She went and she tried to make a joke about it, and she put Chief Keef's face over the blurred face of like, I never seen some shit like that because, hold on. I never seen something like that because. The whole point of a maternity photo shoot is for both of the parents to, you know what I'm saying, to be there and to show, hey, I'm the dad, hey, I'm the mom. And you do a photo shoot and you blur your baby's father's face out. Really? Really, like, I don't understand. That doesn't make any fucking sense at all. It's like you're trying to be so mysterious that it's coming off tacky. It's like, you know. Ooh, who can it be? I don't know. Ooh, do you really think we give a fuck? Like, we don't care. And then she came out in a video and she was saying how people need to mind their business and all this and that. It's kind of hard for people to mind their business when you want to be a rapper and you're putting your whole fucking life out there and you go and you do something that's just like ridiculous, like hiding the face of the man who's in the photo. So, what was the whole point of even taking a fucking picture? I mean, obviously you were gonna do the photo shoot, but I'm saying, what was the point of putting it on social media for us to see? That doesn't make any fucking sense. That shit is stupid as hell. You're gonna go and blur his fucking face out, and then you're like, people need to mind their business, all this and that. She went in with, like I said, she was trying to make a joke about it, and she put Chief Keef's face on it because she said before how she always had a crush on Chief and this and that, and I'm just like, that shit is corny. And then you're doing a video telling people to mind their business and all this and that. I hate when I hear celebrities do that. I really like it just irritates me. And it irks me because it's like a SZA interview I saw with SZA. She was like, I don't know if she was like making her voice like sound like real scratchy too. She was like, I hate people, you know, around me, and I really like my privacy and like. That's just who I am. Like basically she's extremely antisocial and all this and that. So what the fuck are you like singing for and making songs and you want to be in the spotlight? I understand the best celebrities have anxiety and stuff like that, but please get the fuck out of here with that fucking bullshit. I can't. So yeah, Sexy Red goes and does a maternity photo shoot with her baby's father and then she goes and she blurs his face and she's like trying to make it this big ass thing, like Princess Diana type shit. And like, No, God, I don't really think we care. Like, seriously, do you guys like really care? I don't know. Like, I'm just trying to say it's not for all that. It's not for all that. Girl, it's not for all that. It's not. It's not. It's not that serious. Like, oh, okay. That's who he is. After a day or two, nobody cares. We have other things to fucking move on to. Like, I have other shit to move on to. But yeah, Sexy Red does a maternity shoot, like I said, two times before, and blurs her baby father's face and makes a joke, puts Chief Keef on it, and then does a video and tells us to mind our business. Excuse me. The audacity. The audacity. And like I said, she came out in April and told everyone that she was pregnant. The audacity. You know who else who has the audacity? Tekashi for taking back his ex-girlfriend after he went, called the cops on her. They was DVing it all up on the cameras, showing her and saying in Spanish, like, she needs help, she needs help. Like, and she was saying in Spanish. I don't know if y'all saw the video, right? If y'all saw the video of when that happened between Tekashi and his girl, who, by the way, if y'all didn't know, let me put you on to who she is. If you didn't know who this chick was, she's popping in, Dominican Republic. Tekashi wants her in everybody's household as a known name in America now, the States and shit like that. He's really pushing, you know what I'm saying? He's really pushing her, like, on that type of shit where he's probably gonna be like, I made you. I made you type shit. So, for those of you who don't know, this is rapper Anuel from Puerto Rico. This is Anuel's baby's mom. Yeah, her daughter that Tekashi is with now, helping, take care of, most likely because they seem to be serious or whatever like that. Especially doing the ghetto thing, breaking up, going back, and DV charges, and Warner both getting arrested. Anyways, this is Anuel's baby's mom. And for those who may have forgotten, yo, this is crazy. It's crazy because it's a slap to the face because Tekashi and Anuel had beef. And the reason why they had beef was because Tekashi went on a radio station, probably about a year ago, no more than a year ago, and he was basically saying, like, listen, Anuel may be talking about me being a snitch and all this and all that, but I have a song with him. And when Tekashi says something, it's like this mother, this, you know what I'm saying? But it's the truth. Am I lying? It's the truth. He comes out with like shit that's like, he didn't make it up, right? So it's the truth. Yeah, so he was like, I have a song that I did with Anuel, so I don't know why he's out here talking shit about me like he hates rats when we were gonna record a song. But then when I, spoke to him upon him coming home from prison, Anuel had a sudden change of thought. And then here is Tekashi with his baby moms. Where the fuck they do that at? Is that something us New Yorkers have inside of us? But when we get grimy, we get like extra, extra grimy with it. Like, you know what? Okay, so you don't like me and that's how you feel and all that. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm a wife, your baby moms. Yeah, and now you gotta deal with me. Even though you don't want to deal with me, I'm gonna be in her life. And then on top of that, I'm gonna try to make her this big superstar. Something that you could have did and helped her with when it comes to her career, but something you didn't do. It's like this, oh my God, the audacity of him is fucking crazy. So yeah, they're back together and like he was putting a picture up of, it was a video and a picture. Anyway, the video, he was like, just, tonguing her down, stuff like that, desperate shit. It's just really crazy. I mean, who really goes and fucking does some shit like that? Well, they're back together. For those of you who care, for those of you who don't care, I'm more on the I don't give a fuck side. But I just have to bring that up because I think a lot of people don't know or they have forgotten that Tekashi's new girlfriend and his wifey or whatever like that, she has a kid with rapper Anuel. That's his baby moms, and he had beef with Tekashi. So what he did was like so grimy. It was like, damn, like, wow, you could really go there, bro. Like, why are you so mad at everybody in the world? Like, what did people do to you? But yeah, so that part was it was really funny. Did you guys see? I gotta get into this. You know, I was like, should I say something? Should I not? What the? What? Like, oh my God, Lil Nas X. Let me just, you know, Lil Nas X, his new song. I don't know what the hell is going on, but it's really crazy. He's mocking God, mocking Jesus Christ. He's got a lot of people talking, a lot of people upset with him, saying, here we go again. You know what I say? Oh my God, this is how he gets around with one song a year that he's starting to do now. He's releasing like one song and disappearing for a year. This is what he wants. This is what he wants. He wants me to talk about it. He wants you. He wants bloggers to talk about it. Oh my God, he causes controversy again. Last time was with the sneakers, you know, and it was supposed to be all Satan and this blood and, you know, all this stuff. And now he comes back and he does a video where he's like being crucified as if he was Jesus. And I'm gonna tell you what I think about it. Hold on, because I need to take a sip of this grapefruit. It wasn't even that much in there. Let me tell you something. By him doing this, he's just showing how thirsty he is for views, and it's really tacky. It really is. It's really tacky because you can't just come out and release a song, release a single, an album, whatever the fuck it is, right? Let's just leave it at single. You can't release one song without you having to do, like, just, you're being so extra about it. Wow. Like, is it necessary? Like, it's getting to the point where you look real corny. You're looking really corny, sweetie. The video was a fucking mess. Him in the cheerleading outfit. I don't know what's going on. That's him. You know what I'm saying? So I'm not surprised at that. But you weren't doing it. You weren't working it like that, too. It was just a mess. You're, like, using God and Christianity, and we all know, like, he probably grew up in the church and stuff like that, like, young teenage boy too, like, him, young boy, couldn't come out the closet, all this and that. But this video and him having to use the fact and, like, comparing himself to Jesus Christ, you really went there, and you're, like, really fucking thirsty. You're really thirsty. It's tacky. It's played out. You can't release a song without having to do something that's extra. If something is that good, it should speak for itself. I'm just saying. If a song is that good, it should just speak for itself. It, like, and it's not. And I'll put himself on a fucking cross and stuff like that. There was a part in the video where he was crossing Satan and, you know, and Nikes or whatever like that. Whatever, because of the collab that he had. It's just really stupid. Really, really is stupid, Lil Nas X. You're doing too much. I feel that you don't have to do that much, sweetie. You don't have to do that much. You really don't. And the song is horrible. I'm sorry if somebody hasn't told him. The song is horrible. Like, it's not catchy. It's not. And there's a lot of horrible songs that are catchy. There's a lot of female rappers that are being, you know what I'm saying? They're popular for, you know, they're trash, but their songs are like fucking catchy. And males too, but sweetie, and the song is horrible. So you're doing all this extra stuff and it's like, it's too much. It's too much. Really stop it. You're making a fool out of yourself. You really are. If you haven't seen Lil Nas's X video, I suggest you stay away from it. Whatever. I gave you my rundown of what the fuck. Ugh. Just tacky. Just fucking tacky. Just release the song. If it's that good, then it'll be good. I don't think you have to do all this extra stuff. Ridiculous. To each their own, but, you know, you didn't come out the gate like that. You definitely didn't come out the gate like that. Where people can accept you and, like, okay, you know, that's him. Wow, and it gets crazy every time. No, it doesn't. It really doesn't. It's getting to the point. So yeah, so the song was horrible. Let's move on to other things that are going on that I wanna cover with you guys. So yeah, Blueface turned himself in for violating his parole. I don't know if you guys went and missed that, but yeah, Blueface turned himself in. I posted the video. Yeah, this was just a few days ago. It wasn't that long ago. He's problematic. He's just really problematic, Blueface. And he's always in some shit. If he's not in a relationship that's extremely toxic, that, you know what I'm saying, people find funny, whatever like that. He's doing just really crazy shit. So yeah, he turned himself in for violating his probation. The reason why he violated his probation is because, like I said, he's always getting into some stuff, into some shit. The last time I went and I wrote a story about him possibly violating his probation was the incident, the excuse me, the incident with the girl that was on stage that went and threw something at Blueface's fiance and the mother of his daughter and his son, and that would be Alexis. Jaden Alexis, excuse me. I don't know what's wrong with me, like my memory. So anyway, so yeah, so this girl went and threw something at Jaden Alexis. This is Blueface's fiance, off and on again, fiance, girlfriend, baby moms, or whatever like that. But yeah, and he went and he pushed, you know, he pushed this woman into the crowd so that Jaden could go and shoot the fair one. But then security came, all that shit was captured, it was on stage. At that time, I had to write a story because they were saying that this was probably a violation of his probation, and it definitely was that. So he had to turn himself in. So, not too sure, but he can get into a lot of stuff because he was involved, right? He was involved in a shooting in Las Vegas, and this was in front of a gentleman's club, right? And when he was arrested, he was with Krishan Rock. It was like really crazy. TMZ went and put the video up, and then most of us went and, you know, got a hold of it and stuff like that. So yeah, so he was involved in the shooting, but he got, you know, he got away with that. Well, for his alleged involvement, you know, he wasn't, he got off pretty light, you know what I'm saying, compared to what he was really supposed to be facing and stuff like that. So anyways, they went and they basically said, "We're gonna put you on probation. You need to stay out of trouble for this amount of time." That's not what he did, because that incident happened at, you know what I'm saying, the club and stuff like that, where he went, he pushed this girl who landed on her feet on the ground level, and, you know, was about to get into it really crazy with Jaden Alexis. But Blueface was obviously seen on video, you know, allegedly pushing her, whatever. We all saw that. So that was possibly a violation of his probation because he's not supposed to be getting into any type of shit. And like I said, he's problematic. He's always getting into something crazy. Yeah, turned himself in, and he may be facing several years in prison for violating his probation and stuff like that. So it's really crazy. Not only that, but he actually owes the club, he was owing them $13 million. Now he owes $14 million. The reason why he owes $14 million is because it's been going on months and months since they went, and the club, you know, the settlement, it was in their favor. And so Blueface, obviously, that's why he has to pay back $13 million. The $13 million grew. The $13 million grew to $14 million because of interest. So he has to pay all that back. And people are saying, "Well, you know what? Excuse me. He has the money, so why can't he pay it back?" And it was around the time, this was say a few weeks ago, and this is when he purchased, according to him, he brought Jaden her own house, right? His baby mom's, who he broke up with because some fucking crazy shit. That's all they do. They break up, they go back with each other, they break up. It's just typical fucking ghetto shit. I've been there. But damn, nobody really wants to be there. Nobody, like, you know what I'm saying? So anyways, yeah, he went, he turned himself in. And people, you know, it's like, Okay, you don't have the money, but you went and you just bought your baby mom's a big house with I don't know how many bedrooms. She has an elevator in there because he puts like videos up of him and his son in the elevator. They actually got stuck. He got stuck like a few days ago and stuff like that. He posted a video. His son pressed the button before the door closes. When you have an elevator like that, you have to wait for the doors to close before you can press your destination, what floor you want to go to. He pressed four and they got stuck in there. People saying, well, he has money. I mean, if you went and you bought Jaden a big ass house like this, and you obviously have money. So, like, please cut it out or whatever, like that. Claim that you have so much money, but you don't, because obviously you don't have the 13 or not $14 million to give to this club that had to apologize to everybody because of the chaos that Blueface started. So it was really crazy. So yeah, so that is really, really crazy, him having to turn himself in and stuff like that. So, anyways, yeah. Breaking news, guys. Before I leave, speaking of people who were sentenced, because I was just talking about Blueface and how much serious time he was facing, let's talk about somebody who's not going to be facing times. That Chicago rapper, that's going to be Chicago rapper G Herbo. G Herbo went and he just received 3 years of probation, and that's for him. Pleading guilty to fraud and just scheming and shit like that. It included trips to islands, designer puppies, all types of shit he was doing with people's stolen credit card information. He went and pled guilty, took a deal, and now he is only facing 3 years of probation. He does have to pay a certain amount of money back to the state. I have the story up it's, excuse me. The story is up on blackroommedia.com for you guys to go ahead and check it out. I'm gonna leave you guys, but breaking news, the story is up on blackroommedia.com. Rapper Yo Gotti's older, excuse me, rapper Yo Gotti's older brother was just shot and killed not too long ago. So I have an update on that. And this is breaking news. This just happened not too long ago. So I'm gonna need you guys to go over to blackwomedia.com when you're done watching this video, and listening to this podcast episode on the Black Room. Okay. Yeah, go ahead and read the full story with the full details. Rest in peace to did I know I didn't say Irv. Rest in peace to Yo Gotti's brother, and this is his older brother. All the information is up on the site. Thank you guys so much. I will be back next week with a lot much more. The hell is wrong with my mouth today? I would a lot much more and what's going on. And I actually may do a video in the middle of this week. Okay, if it gets too crazy, or even if it doesn't, then I probably will. Thank you guys so much for tuning in this week. It's your girl, Sin Stacks. I am out the building. Goodbye.